Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Arihant Superstructures Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Kunjal Agarwal from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Hello and good afternoon to everyone. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets, I thank you all for joining into the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of Arihant Superstructures Limited. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Ashok Jha, the Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Parth Jha, the Whole-time Director, and Mr. Udit Kasera, the CFO of the company. So, without any further delay, I would hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kunjal. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for taking time to join Arihant Superstructures Limited conference call to discuss Q1 FY26 results and business updates. I believe you would have had the opportunity to review our financials and investor presentation, which has been filed with the exchanges. I will now first introduce our new CFO, Mr. Udit Kasera, who shall brief you all about the financial highlights for the quarter.
Let me first start by briefing you on the financial highlights for the quarter under review. The consolidated operating revenue for Q1 FY26 stood at INR 121 crores against rupees 84 crores in Q1 FY25. This is a year-on-year increase of around 45%. The EBITDA for Q1 FY26 stands at INR 37 crores against INR 11 crores in Q1 FY25, which is an increase of 247% on a year-on-year basis. The EBITDA margin for Q1 FY26 stands at 30.5% versus 12.6% for the previous year. The profit before tax for Q1 FY26 stands at 21.2 crores versus 2.6 crores for the previous year. The profit after tax for Q1 FY26 stands at INR 15.9 crores against rupees 2 crores in Q1 FY25, which is a YOY increase of around 695%. The net worth of the company has increased to INR 421.9 crores versus rupees 325.3 crores, which is again a year-on-year increase of 29.6%. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Parth Jha to talk about the operational highlights.
Yes. Now, talking about the key operational highlights for the quarter, the company achieved sales bookings of 192 units, which is equivalent to 2.01 lakh sq ft of area, amounting to 151 crores in value. The average price per sq ft is around 7,493 rupees per sq ft versus 5,063 rupees per sq ft compared to the last year. So, this is a price growth of 48%. This is due to major contribution coming in from the premium housing segment, which has led to the increase in the average price for the quarter. The average price per unit stood at 78 lakhs. The total collections for the quarter stood at 126 crores. In this quarter, we also made significant delivery progress in the projects located at Kharghar, which is Arihant Alishaan, and Arihant Anmol, which is at Badlapur. So, including the rental housing component, we have handed over 803 units for the quarter, which is spanning to 723,000 sq ft in terms of area. The unsold inventory now at the end of the quarter stands at 94 units, which is valued at 21 crores. On the business development front, the company expanded its development footprint with the acquisition of additional 11 acres at Chowk Manivali, which is for the project Town Villas. And the total project size has now increased to 88 acres. Apart from this, we also acquired additional 1.5 acres of land, which will be utilized towards the five-star hotel, which is under the development in the wholly owned subsidiary Dwellcons Private Limited. With this, now the total hotel land will be at around 10 acres, and the total project land for the project World Villas, including the gymkhana and the hotel and retail, now stands at 90 acres. In addition, we have also strengthened our capital base through the successful completion of the warrants issued back in 2023, being fully converted to equity, which has helped us raise 37.6 crores in total. So this has this utilization is also happening towards the business development in the current quarter. Looking ahead, now talking about the markets, we believe overall in Mumbai MMR, we see good amount of supply which has come in with many projects now starting to take off, and this may lead to this will lead to high competition and may lead to slightly lower margins. While at Arihant we operate at 12 different geographies, 12 different micro markets, and in some of them we have taken the first mover advantage, like World Villas and Town Villas at Chowk, which is near Panvel. So in such micro markets, our premium development villa offering is unique, and there is no peer level competition as on date, which is ensuring higher margins to us. Both these projects, Town Villas and World Villas, will offer anywhere of around 1800 plus villa units, which constitutes of 3750 crores in terms of GDV, so which is over 25% of our total portfolio. So we believe we have safeguarded ourselves and moved slightly away from the highly competitive market, and over there we are also envisaging higher margins, which will yield good results to the company in the future. Although the region of Navi Mumbai is poised for major growth due to the Navi Mumbai International Airport being expected to start operations by October 2025, and Atal Setu, which has been a big game changer, is already operational. And with the big infrastructure and industrial and corporate parks coming up, we envisage 10 lakh new jobs to be created in this region for the next decade, which will fuel in a lot of residential demand as well. So this part of the city continues to have good catchment and good livability, regardless of the high competition that has come in the entire Mumbai region. And Arihant's land bank, along with the upcoming launches, are well positioned across these high opportunity corridors. And we remain committed to addressing the evolving aspirations of home buyers across the entire MMR spectrum. So now with this, I open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one to ask on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Devesh Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
So we can hear you, but your voice is breaking. Could you go to a better reception area?
Yeah, just a second. Is it better now?
Better, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, sir.
So I would like to ask a question. So given the increased competition in the Mumbai MMR...
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but your voice is still breaking.
I'll rejoin in the queue, okay? Just a second.
The next question is from the line of Parth Patel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, sir. So what is the planned capex for FY26 across categories, and how does it align with the 125 billion GDP from the 18 million square feet under development?
So the planned construction capex for FY26 is around 450 crore with respect to construction. This is towards the residential development, and towards the annuity assets, we should be spending somewhere around 50 crores in this financial year.
Okay. So, secondly, given the 65% Q1Q EBITDA growth in Q1 FY26, what are the operational levers such as procurement efficiencies or vendor negotiations contributed to this? And how sustainable are they in this high competition market?
So, yeah, we have been saying that we'll be able to achieve around 30-33% EBITDA margin. And in this quarter, because Arihant Alishan was completed, so the estimates had to be corrected for the projected costs, and that has resulted in better margins coming in this quarter.
Okay, sir. And sir, could you discuss the impact of pricing, labor and material costs on the estimated balance cost to complete the INR 112 billion for the ongoing projects? And are there any hedging mechanisms in place?
We consider inflation in our pricing with our construction estimates. And I mean, in the last few months, we've not seen any significant price rises with respect to construction or even labor contracts. I think the total capex for our 12,500 crore GDV will be around 6,300 crores with respect to the construction capex that is outlined.
Okay. And so my last question is that what is the strategy for the inventory management of unsold units valued at approximately 24 billion across the ongoing projects? And how will the pricing adjustments be made in this competitive micro market like Tanvira and Kharghar?
With respect to the pricing strategy in Kharghar and Panvel, we are selling similar to the levels that were happening in the last year. So not a significant price rise has been taken because our focus is to get more velocity for the next 2-3 months, so that the projects are in a smooth phase of completion. Arihant Alishan, we have some ready inventory which is valued at around 7.5 crores, and in the next couple of quarters we will be able to sell that out as well. As a company, we don't have significant ready inventory. It's hardly 21 crores in terms of value, so we feel we are comfortable on that front when compared to the total GDV that we are executing. Under construction inventory, like you highlighted, around 3,000 odd crores which is there. Our strategy is that we keep selling, don't take significant huge price rises, but still stagnantly take a 5-7% price rise as per the market situations, and yet not affect the velocity of the sales. So that's the main goal for us as a company, that we want to do more pre-sales this year so that it helps us in the coming months.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. To ask a question, please press star and one now. I repeat, participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Amit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
The previous target for FY26 and 27.
Sorry, I missed your first line. Can you repeat?
I was just looking to check, the sales target. What is our internal goal for sales, for pre-sales for FY26 and 27?
Yeah, FY26, we are looking at around 1100 odd crores with respect to pre-sales. We have good lineup of launches coming in Q2, Q3, Q4. FY27, we will be looking at around 1500 crore of pre-sales.
And would you maintain similar margins as in the past, or the margins because we're talking some competition?
With respect to year-on-year basis, margins will be better from the past years if we look at it from a year-on-year basis. And because the new projects that have been taken are yet to, some of them are yet to reach the threshold of revenue recognition, and which have started contributing, they are enabling us to do better margins.
Okay. Okay. And sir, the last question is on the debt level. How debt levels next?
The debt will increase in the coming 1.5 years, 2 years, because debt is majorly going towards the making of the annuity assets. So we expect an additional 150 crore of debt to increase because of the development of the gymkhana and the hotel.
Good. That's it from me.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Devya Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Sorry. Hello, sir. Yeah, your voice is still breaking, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Now is it better?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I would like to ask, what is the realization in different projects, and how much hike do we see? What is the general cost of construction?
It varies, the cost of construction varies from the rise of the building. So like a 7-story will cost you somewhere around 1800-1900 rupees square foot. 15-story will be around 2200 rupees square foot. And then like 25-30-story will be around 2600 rupees square foot. And any buildings which are 40-story and above will be costing 3,000 rupees per square foot and upwards. So costing is majorly depending on the rise of the building and the amount of parking you're making, the podiums, etc. But with respect to the total selling price, our construction cost is all majorly around 50% of the total sale value. Your first question was with respect to micro market pricing, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah. So, like, what is the realization in different projects? Like, what hike do we see in that?
Right. So, I mean, it varies from project to project. Arihant, Alishan, right now we are trading at around 8,500 rupees a square foot. And we expect over there, because the product is ready, phase one is delivered, phase two also is almost nearing completion, and next year we should be completing that also with OC. So we expect that the price could increase to around 9,000 in that region. In another location like Advika, for example, the current trading prices are around 13,400 rupees per square foot on saleable area. And with the nearing completion phase of this project also, we expect it could increase to around 14,200 rupees in the coming year. So anywhere around 7-10% price rises can be expected in mid-income and premium luxury segment, wherever the project is progressing at a good speed and nearing towards completion. So this is a typical scenario for the general market, and I think we are in line with the trends. Some areas may not see that level of price rise, so majorly in affordable housing, maybe your first sale versus last sale in a span of 3.5-4 years may see a price rise of only 7-10% in a few locations, maybe like a Badlapur or a Karjat or Titwala or Khopoli, for example. So it varies from micro market to micro market. Sorry, your voice is breaking.
No.
Hello, sir. Are you there?
I'm audible.
No, sir. Your voice is still breaking.
Just
Is it, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What is the time to complete Dark Villa, World Villa?
We just started off with the World Villas project like a few months ago, full swing in construction. And we expect that project to take around 4.5 to 5 years. Town Villa, we have expected that by April 2026, we'll start construction and it will take 5 to 6 years from there to complete it.
Okay, thank you. That's it for me.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Amit Agija from HG Hawa. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to everybody. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, what is the blended cost of borrowing currently?
Blended cost of borrowing is around 12.5%.
Is there any scope for refinancing to reduce the interest burden?
No, I mean, most of our debt, like from HDFC Bank or SBI, is around 10%. So there's no scope of refinancing there. And even the debt from Tata Capital or SCCI, that is also around 11-12% in the range of that. So, I mean, there's no big scope of refinancing in this situation. And we don't usually change just for improvement of 50 basis points. It's, we value the relationship with our lender also.
So what are the FY26 projections for operating cash flow post debt servicing and capex?
Debt will take somewhere around 70 odd crores of cash flow for this year. So to answer your question, we expect 600 crores to come from customer receipts in FY26. Around 70 crore will go towards debt servicing. Some amount will around maybe some will go towards repayment, but then we'll be adding on, so that may be net of similar. Administration expenses would be around 45 odd crores. Marketing expenses will be around 25 crores odd. And around 450 odd crores is what we expect towards construction.
And sir, in MMR, like, can you share the market share, like what you are having? Like, are you the leader or the second leader?
No, I think we are one of the front runners in this market. We have great position. We have the largest geographical presence. We have the best in choice of inventories also, right, ranging from 20 lakhs to 4 crores in terms of value. We have all the products, right, from 1, 2, 3, 4 BHK to villas. So the spread that we have, the portfolio that we are catering, and the size in terms of the scale that we are operating on is at the top. We compete with the best of the best who are our neighboring peers and competitors, and we are able to out-edge them also in certain locations and the micro markets with respect to pricing, with respect to sales, with respect to velocity. As a company, the coming years, we see because of this position that we hold, we'll be able to encash on the brand equity and on the value also for the company, which will yield in good results in the coming months and years ahead.
Will you see like our company, Aryan Superstructure, being pan-India?
No, our focus for last 4-5 years and for the next coming 4-5 years also is in this MMR region. We don't plan to expand outside of MMR because given the capital in hand and the liquidity, we are able to comfortably deploy the same in MMR. We need not go outside to hunt for any opportunities because The world is coming here. Every developer across India wants to have one project at least in this location of Navi Mumbai and the vicinity of the airport area. And we are in the best phase of our company. We are in the best, we are present at the best locations. Like 75% of our portfolio is around the airport where the big infra development is just about to take off and the big jobs are yet are going to be created over the next decades. Around 10 lakh jobs are envisaged to be created. So we want to be in this location. We want to have a great position going ahead also in this location and, you know, show our investors that we are capable of executing and delivering.
Sir, are you comfortable with the labor availability and the raw material, like the sourcing and the cost?
Yeah, we are able to run the operations with no difficulty. Obviously, during the month of April and May, there is a shortage of labor across the entire industry because major of them go back to their hometowns and villages. But our sites are back on track from June onwards and execution is happening at good pace. So there's no difficulty for us as a company because we have our very old vendors and contractors who have been with the company for the last two decades. And we hold good relationship with them also, which is working out very good for us.
What are your long-term ROE, ROC targets and dividend policy?
With respect to ROE, we'll like to be at 20-25% of the total in terms of ROE. That's the target.
What's the dividend policy?
Dividend last year was 15% on the face value.
Is there any plans to scale up the annuity income streams beyond hospitality and Gymkhana?
As of now, we are focused on hospitality and Gymkhana because the locations where we hold sizable land parcels are fit for hospitality or this segment. We can't be doing retail or offices in these locations today. So if any new opportunity comes, we may look at it, but not big plans to enter into any office leasing model yet.
So would it be possible for you to share some more details about the hotel project which you're saying?
We are in the phase of finalizing the agreement. So post finalization of the agreement, we'll be happy to come back to the markets and speak about it. The design is done. We've completed the approval process also. Work will start from October onwards and we expect the asset to be ready in 3.5 to 4 years.
Is there your last question about like the redevelopment, do you feel so like you will be entering into?
Yes, we are looking and scouting for more redevelopment opportunities on asset light model. Like we highlighted in the last con call, this year we will not be doing huge acquisitions with respect to outright purchase of lands, but focus will be to enter into 3 to 4 or couple of them at least the redevelopment model projects. So we are in the phase of almost finalization with a couple of societies right now. So once done, we'll be happy to announce.
Sir, I appreciate answering all the questions, sir. Thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 at this time. To ask a question, please press star and 1 now. The next question is from the line of Suyash Bhave from Wealth Guardian. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So regarding that environment clearance issue from the courts, what is the update on that? Is that still hindering our operations?
Yeah, so just like around last week, there was a very good positive update on environment clearance. The Supreme Court has now cleared the matter and, you know, environmental clearance processes will start from this month end, and we'll wait for our turn in the queue, which should come in the next 2 to 4 months, depending on the project. So safely, I think we can say by December, we should be having all the environmental clearances for the projects Arihant Avanti at Shilpata, Arihant 7 Anaika at Taloja. I mean, before December 25, we should be having those environmental clearances, and Q4 onwards, we'll be able to start the construction for those projects, which will then help us start recognizing revenues for the same from next financial year onwards.
Okay. Understood. And these two land parcels that we recently purchased, Golderas and Town Villas, what was the cost of acquisition for them?
It's around 300 crores for both.
No. I mean the increment, the 11 acres and one and a half.
Oh, the ones purchased this quarter? Or the one and a half acres?
This quarter. Yeah.
Yeah. One and a half acres, which was the hotel land, that is somewhere around 4.8 crores.
Okay.
And the 11 acres will be around 35 crores, I assume. I'll just, yeah, check on the number, but somewhere around this number.
Okay. Understood. Got fair. Understood. Thanks.
No, sorry. 11 acres will be 1.5 average into 11. That'll be around 17-18 crores. My bad.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. Thank you for answering the questions.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. I repeat, participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. To ask a question, please press star and one now. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Kunjal Agarwal for closing comments.
Thank you to the management and participants for joining the Q1 FY26 conference call of Arihant Superstructure Limited. I would now hand over the call to the management for the closing remark.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for joining the earnings call. I hope you were able to get the answers to all the questions to your satisfaction. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach out to our investor relations team at Valorem Advisors, or you can contact our finance department, and our CFO and team will take it forward. We also thank Arihant Capital for hosting this call for us as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.